This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USAPrepares.com. And I just have a brief announcement that next week, I can't say what day, we're going to do a special report on the radiation event that happened in North Carolina. We're going to do a special report on that, and I'd rather not say when it is because I don't want anything to prevent this information from getting out. Some of our faculty believe that there was a radioactive leak out of the Duke plant, and we're working on trying to prove that, and I've looked at the NETC.com map, and I've seen some RadCon 4 spikes, as many as 4 yesterday, 1 this morning, and I saw for a very brief time one of those RadCon 4 alerts in North Carolina. So that's coming up, and we're going to do a special report on what happens if someone accuses you of a crime and calls Child Protective Services. What happens when those guys show up, even when you haven't done anything wrong? And what happens when someone calls 911 and says shots are fired and they're being shot at by you? I'm going to tell you what happens. It's unbelievable. We're going to have the people who have been arrested on the air with us. And I can't tell you when that is either, to protect the people who are going to be on the air with me, but expect that next week. Werner Bach is with us, and he's in New Brunswick. Werner, we have Jeannie on the line. She's in Missouri, and she has a brief announcement for us about herbs. Jeannie, welcome.
Thank you for having me, Vincent. I'll be as brief as I can. I was running in and out, and I had your show playing and heard you talking about soils, and I thought this would be a good time to make this announcement about a walk that we are having tomorrow, the 13th. We do these herbal walks. We try to do them one per season, but this is the first one we've managed to get in the wintertime. So it will be a small group. A lot of people are kind of wussy. I think people need to get out there and breathe some fresh air and get some knowledge about our wild area and what's happening to our environment. Bo Brown is leading the walk. He is the best ever. He's a walking encyclopedia. He knows birds. He knows wild plants. He also knows.
Jeannie, where is this walk?
Busick's Park, or conservation area, I think is the proper term, is between Ozark and Branson, right
off of 65
Highway.
What's the time?
They are meeting at Evans Road in 65. Apparently, there's a commuter parking area.
Do you have a phone number that can be called for more information?
Let me give you my sister's phone number. She has been the contact person for the Springfield Area Herb Society since the 1980s.
All right, let's do this quickly.
Not changed.
Let's do this quickly.
Area code 417.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
725. Uh-huh. 5134.
Okay. And do you have a website that we can go to?
Yes, and they are also on Facebook. You'll need to Google Springfield Area Herb Society. So they do have their website. I talked to the webmaster on Monday, and he's working on the site presently. We are on Facebook, and Bo Brown is also on Facebook, and he has a website. I believe his website is First Earth, because he does primitive tools and stuff, making primitive fish hooks and stuff.
Jeannie, here's what we're going to do. I have your phone number, and I will make the announcement, and people can call that if they're interested in coming to the Springfield, Missouri area and attend this herb walk tomorrow. That's 417-725-5134, Springfield Area Herb Society. Jeannie, thank you so much for being with us. Werner Bach, we're talking about the plight of the farmer. We're talking about glyphosates. We're talking about the poisoning of the land. Now, are you saying that the land has been poisoned from above?
Yes. I've followed this up for nearly 40 years. At first, I couldn't pinpoint what was the cause, why suddenly within a few days a crop would burn right up, you know. And then I noticed some private aircraft from a neighboring airfield would show up, make a few passes over the field, and then fly away again, and within a few days that field would burn right up. And I followed this up. I've taken thousands of photos over the years. I've brought it to the attention of the Department of Agriculture, the Department of the Environment, and to the law enforcement, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, and basically it always was being swept underneath the carpet. In 1986, I had initiated a criminal investigation. It was asked for by the then Deputy Minister of Agriculture here in New Brunswick, Tim Andrews, and where 4 fields of winter wheat had been killed off, and it always was the same pattern. You know, a big blob was being dumped on each field, only in the corners it still grew normal. And basically, there was a criminal investigation, and against the instructions of the Deputy Minister of Agriculture, the samples were being misrouted. And then when I followed up a week later at the provincial government department, I was being told that half of the samples had been destroyed. And the rest of the samples were being mishandled, kept at room temperature, the soil samples. And then finally, half a year later, they forwarded them to the appropriate lab, and they couldn't find any of the harmful chemicals anymore.
Hmm. So do you think that the evidence was tampered with, or the results were not accurate?
Basically, there was both. You know, half of the samples, the plant samples, were being destroyed upon the instruction of the one official in the Department of Agriculture. And the rest of the samples, the soil samples, was being kept at room temperature for quite a time before it finally was forwarded to the Atlantic Pesticide Lab in Kentville, Nova Scotia. And then about half a year later, I got a report and they couldn't detect the chemicals we were looking for. And those chemicals we were looking for, they had a degrading time of 2 to 5 weeks. So much for the experts.
Yesterday, right after the broadcast, I was on that 1974 Ford tractor spreading the manure around our fields. And the cloud cover was really low, and you couldn't see anything above the clouds. And I heard this very, very loud, very, very heavy aircraft droning above us, just... It wasn't fast. It was a very powerful, low, I believe by the sound of it, very, very heavy aircraft flying above us. Couldn't see it through the clouds. The clouds were low, and it lasted a long time. I could feel the vibration of this aircraft above us. It was not a helicopter. Above us.
It could have been a Hercules.
Yeah, I think it was a Hercules. That's what it felt. And I could feel the vibration. I had earplugs on, I had a knit hat on, I had a jumpsuit, an insulated jumpsuit on, and I was on this diesel tractor, which is noisy. I had earplugs in my ears, and I could feel and hear the sound of this aircraft above us, even driving, operating this tractor, you know, with the diesel engine. So it was really loud. And then, then I heard two massive explosions. Boom, boom, that fast. And here's, it was so loud that it shook the tractor. I literally thought that this cast iron tractor broke. I believed at this, you know, when it happened, that the tractor was going to crack right under the seat. I thought that it had split the cast iron tractor. I thought it was the tractor failing. I didn't think it was outside the tractor. My wife, this was a 47 horsepower tractor. My wife was on her 40 horsepower tractor in another field. My son was on his 40 horsepower tractor in another field. So we were all separated. We all heard this, and we all thought that something happened to the other.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally felt this tractor shake, and so did they. And they all came to where I was, thinking that something happened to me.
Well,
this is very weird.
They got all kind of, they're testing out all kind of weapons, for example, sonic weapons. But since you mentioned this big airplane, and what I've seen, Hercules four-engine plane,
mm-hmm.
This happened several years back. It was come from the general direction of the Fredericton Airport. It's been used by at the Canadian Armed Forces Base Gagetown. And this big dark green Hercules, it came from the direction when it was at the bottom end of the field that targeted the pasture. He banked at 45 degree, and then he flew at treetop level, parallel to the field, roughly about 100 yards upwind, and that field was leaning into the wind that day.
Mm-hmm.
And when he came to the upper end of the field, there are woods and there are pine trees that were sticking out, and I thought he would shear off the tops of some of the pine trees. But short before he reached them, he revved up the engine, and within maybe 5 or 6 or 8 feet, he hopped right over top of them. And then he proceeded in the general direction of the Canadian Armed Forces Air Force Base in Greenwood, Nova Scotia. And I've had those incidents several times happen. And in the afternoon, the cattle wouldn't touch the grass. After that, the cattle wouldn't touch the pasture anymore. That was downwind from where that plane has flown.
Class, what you just heard is a report about what happened and the cow's reaction. I'm telling you, we have the same thing here. If the cows don't think that the grass is ripe, they will not eat it. They will not eat it. If they don't think the hay is ripe, they will not eat it. We'll be right back.
By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Average weight lost in the study was 8.3 pounds to 4.2 inches total in first month. Results vary. Call to cancel within 14 days and return remaining non-frozen food for a refund, less return shipping. Free shakes with first order only.
All right, guys. The holidays are over and we have got some weight to lose. Let's do this. It's going to take pizza, some pasta, some chicken parm, great foods, all part of the awesome new Turbo 10 program from Nutrisystem. You'll love it. Money back guaranteed. Lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Look, you keep putting it off, you'll keep putting it on. So call Nutrisystem today and get 4 weeks of delicious meals and 1 week of Nutrisystem's new Turbo Shakes free. Packed with protein plus probiotics to help support digestive health and bust that gut. You'll also get a week of NutriCrush Shakes to crush hunger free. Come on, lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Call 866-987-THIN. 866-987-THIN. Make the call. 866-987-THIN.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's Werner Box with us, and Werner, I just want to take a few seconds to let our class know what I see right this moment from NETC.com. The there's a map with radiation counts in the United States, and Idaho, RADCON 4, Idaho, California, Southern California, RADCON 4. Two spots, RADCON 4 in Southern California. Florida, the western coast of Florida, the Gulf Coast, RADCON 4 right this moment. Just wanted to let you know that it's getting worse. It's getting worse. And the United States is peppered with RADCON 3 and RADCON, a few RADCON 4s, mostly RADCON 3. RADCON 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 incidents, 16 incidents of RADCON 3 right now. Just for your information. If you'd like to see it yourself, NETC.com. NETC.com. Werner, we're talking about the poisoning of the land, and do you think that it's intentional to run us farmers off the land?
It is intentionally. Then, in the end, the only ones are left that are towing the line of the Department of Agriculture, GMO crops. And GMO crops, here comes something else in. My friend reminded me of to bring that up. I remember there years ago when the farmers were growing the conventional varieties of corn. When the cornfield was next to the woods or anywhere where there were wildlife coming in, you would see quite a bit of the stretch of corn along those areas being crushed, where the raccoons go in, the bears go in, and the deers go in and feed on, you know. And now the last few years since they go, this GM corn, there are no crushed corn rows, no crushed corn plants along the woods or any kind of places where wildlife can come in.
Let me see if I got this right. Werner, you're saying that, I believe what you're saying, don't let me put words in your mouth, but are you saying that the deer are not eating the corn in the cornfields as they used to?
No, they don't. And okay. Besides the point, with this massive spraying in the forested areas, you know, where there's a clear cutting, you know, killing off the hardwood and killing off the competition of the small hardwood trees after it has been clear cut, with where they're competing with their softwood plantations, you know, massive use of glyphosate and 2.45T and all those chemicals, you know,
yes.
that basically most of the deers are gone.
And that's what they did in Virginia when we lived there a little over 10 years ago. They would clear cut and they would plant loblolly pine, softwoods, and they would grow very quickly. And those are the pine trees that grow very straight. And they use them for making power poles and telephone poles and electric poles.
Here they're using red pine. But anyway, don't mind if I regress something where we were talking about the big farms, you know, that toe the government line, where they are being supported. I remember that in the 70s there was a member of the legislature. I'd been in contact with her and told her about the things I'd investigated. And she said, I had it with the government. I'm getting out, you know. And before her term had expired, she went out of politics. But she said, I sent you something. So she sent me the government account book, the government blue book. And I found the names of the big farms around here, you know, the ones with the big silos. And they had quite sizable amounts, anywhere from $10,000 to over $70,000. And they were listed there. And they were hidden away under payments to vendors. So
it sounds like what I've been talking. It sounds like what I've been talking about, where the same families get the government money. That's what you're saying, right?
Yeah, where you said, where, and now the people in your area start waking up about and talking about they want a level playing field.
Yes, yes. Actually, what we really want is the government to get out of our way. That's what we want. As a matter of fact, we're going to build and have village meetings talking about what we need to do to survive, because the average age of the farmer in the United States is getting older, and the average size of farms is getting larger. That means that the smaller farms are dying and going away and being bought up by larger farms.
So you've
got
to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Average weight loss in the study was 8.3 pounds and 4.2 inches total in first month. Results vary. Call to cancel within 14 days and return remaining non-frozen food for a refund, less return shipping. Free shakes with first order only.
All right, guys. The holidays are over and we have got some weight to lose. Let's do this. It's going to take pizza, some pasta, some chicken parm. Great foods. All part of the awesome new Turbo 10 program from Nutrisystem. You'll love it. Money back guaranteed. Lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Look, you keep putting it off, you'll keep putting it on. So call Nutrisystem today and get 4 weeks of delicious meals and 1 week of Nutrisystem's new Turbo Shakes free. Packed with protein plus probiotics to help support digestive health and bust that gut. You'll also get a week of NutriCrush Shakes to crush hunger free. Come on, lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Call 866-987-THIN. 866-987-THIN. Make the call. 866-987-THIN.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yes, Werner Bach is with us, and he's a lifelong farmer. And originally from Germany, now lives in New Brunswick, Canada, on the East Coast. Werner, can we talk? Let's talk about cattle mutilation, and also, but let's start with the three types of use of the land, the experimentation that you have done, your research, and what I've done. What I'm talking about is. What happens when we use commercial fertilizer, then we have to use lime? Compare that to do nothing and just cut the hay off the field year after year after year or season after season after season. And then compare that with rotate the fields, use the cows to fertilize the fields, and farm organically by spreading the manure around, which is exactly what I'm going to be doing right after this broadcast. Can you share with our class what those three types?
Vincent, there has been a few years ago, I came across a research that had been done at the Napan Research Station in the neighboring province in Nova Scotia. It was an 80-year-long Greenland trial. And they had split a plot of hay ground into three parts. One part, they did not fertilize it at all, neither with commercial nor with organic fertilizer, with manure. The second part, they put about every 3 years a good coat of manure on, and the third part, they fertilized it with commercial fertilizer. And over the 80-year trial, the field, the hay field that had been fertilized with the manure, the traditional way, the way farmers were fertilizing their hay field, it performed the best, you know. And the field that had been fertilized with commercial fertilizer, every so often it was necessary to lime that field because the commercial fertilizer that was being used, it was acidifying the soil. And the field number one, where no manure had been put on or fertilizer, the hay was only cut. The yield dropped to about 40% of the yield in the traditionally fertilized, you know, with organic fertilizer. And then it stayed there over the 80-year period at 45%. Mm-hmm. And what I've seen here, no matter how much manure I put on, and initially we were being told it was that the land didn't grow, it was a lime. You know, it needed lime. And what I found out over the years, when your pH is above 5.5, you know, you can easily grow good Timothy grass, and you even grow red clover. Because I was comparing it to one field where one half I'd limed and the other half I didn't lime. And there was no difference. Except the part I'd limed, they wanted to show, you know, basically it was started going too good, so they burnt it off. And you will see that in the YouTube there from 2007. There's a 92-minute raw footage YouTube.
Class, and you can get to these YouTube videos if you go to usapreparers.com, page number one. One of the top posts, actually the top post, is a link to Werner Bach's YouTube video, and then you can get to the rest of his videos. Werner, I have experimented on our own farms almost exactly the same way.
And Vincent?
Yes?
Another 60-acre field. Basically, mm-hmm. what the old fella said, you could chase a chicken for 2 miles through the standing hay and still see it run. You know, about every foot or every 2 feet, you had one stalk of Timothy. No tillering whatsoever, you know. Mm-hmm. And this was the second or the third year. I thought, well, as I say, I had to get roughly about 300 acres back into production. And that's a one-man show, you know. And this field was fairly wet, so I focused at first on the fields that could give me for the next year could give me a crop that were better drained and so on, and I'd learned already. But anyway, this one field there in the fall, I started plowing about 3 or 4 times around, you know, and turned the soil over about 8 inches, 8 or 9 inches, mm-hmm. and I was surprised. The next anyway, then it turned to wet in the fall, and then it freeze up. And the next spring, I had to put in about 200 acres, you know, and I didn't come to do anything with that field anymore. And then when haying time came, I wanted to just mow it. And I was surprised where I had turned the soil over only, without fertilizer, without manure or anything. The timothy and the red clover was grown up to my belly button.
Wow.
You know, but right beside the furrow, where the top layer was still intact, it was still the same disastrous result, mm-hmm. You know.
Mm-hmm.
You still could chase a chicken for two miles and still see it in the standing, in the so-called standing hay, you know. And that's when I drew the conclusion. That field had been sealed off with those harmful chemicals, growth preventing chemicals, for years. But as soon as I turned that contaminated layer under and I got some fresh soil to the top, it started growing again. And this is where basically those experts in the Department of Agriculture have been bullshitting the farmers for decades. You know, you have to plow up your hay ground every 3 or 4 years and reseed it if you want a good hay crop. And that was a bunch of nonsense. It fed lots of money into the pockets of the machinery dealers and into the fuel companies and the seed companies. You know, but it left the farmers out sooner or later. His financial resources were exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, let me share with you what my experience is, and it's virtually the same. We used to listen to other farmers in Virginia, and they would fertilize their fields, and they would lime their fields, and we would have a tremendous growth on the fields with grass when we fertilized, and then it would taper off. And then within a couple years, maybe 4 years, we were back to where we started. So it was an expensive proposition. So we stopped doing that. When we moved to Missouri, what we did was some of the fields had been neglected, and they've just been cut for hay, cut for hay, cut for hay, year after year after year. And what we did was we put the cows on those fields, and we started spreading the manure with a chain harrow, which is what I'm going to do right after the broadcast.
Yeah.
And we started rotating where the cows grazed.
Yeah.
And we would let them eat the top part of the grass, and then we'd move them to another part of the field and so forth. And what we found out was just doing that, just spreading that manure around, it really increased the vigor of the grass. It really grew so much better. And we haven't fertilized in years. We did a little experiment. We use some commercial fertilizer on one field, and we don't need to do that anymore. And we haven't done it for years. And the grass is better than it's ever been.
Vincent, basically some of those chemicals, they get activated by UV light. And when you create, and basically they sterilize the upper soil layer.
Mm-hmm.
And when it is sterilized, then especially shallow rooting plants like grasses and so, they... when the soil is sterilized, you know, they can grow. And the same way what I noticed in the clover plants, they roughly about an inch below the soil surface, the roots, they are all basically gnarled and injured and corroded.
Mm-hmm.
And there are hardly any of those nitrogen-fixing nodules on the roots.
Mm-hmm.
But when those chemicals, they interact with the UV light, and when you mulch or you put a mulch layer on, the UV light cannot get to the soil. So you create a biologically very active layer there, and a protective layer, and then it will grow again.
And one of the things that I did several years ago was we have a four-wheeler, a small four-wheeler, and I took a five-gallon bucket, and I drilled small holes in it. I put clover seeds in that bucket, drilled maybe 30 or 40 little holes in the bucket that the seeds could come out, and I rode all over the field, and I should say, and I very lightly dropped red and white clover seeds in the field. And since then, they've taken off, and we actually let some of our fields grow to where the clover goes to seed before we cut the hay. And it's not ideal for the cows, but there's a trade-off between getting seeds back and nutrition for the cows and protein. And what I do is I feed the cows hay that I've rolled up in these 1,000-pound rolls, and I enroll it in strips so that the cows...
stand at the manger.
Mm-hmm. Right, and they eat the hay, and they drop the seeds, and then they step the seeds into the ground, and they do all the work for us. And it really has improved our fields. So we take grass from one field and put it as hay in another field, unroll it, and now we have warm season grasses, cool season grasses, and it really works well for us. So we just don't have one kind of grass in a field. Are you doing the same thing?
Basically, that's what I must do. And I tried anything, you know, to get the soil going again, and as soon as the soil got going again, there was flying cowboys. They kept dumping that stuff on to show that it doesn't work. You have to farm the way those experts, quotation marks, in the Department of Agriculture tell you. And they hoped that sooner or later I would have been financially exhausted, that the big farm on the hill, the big corporate farm, that they could take over.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right, and that's we're going to talk about how people are run out of their farms here in Missouri. We're going to talk about that next week. We're going to talk about what happens when your neighbor calls 911 on you and the cops show up and the SWAT team shows up. We're going to talk about that. This is intimidation. This is to drive us out. Brenner Box with us. We'll be right back after these few short commercial announcements.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Average weight loss in the study was 8.3 pounds and 4.2 inches total in first month. Results vary. Call to cancel within 14 days and return remaining non-frozen food for a refund, less return shipping. Free shakes with first order only.
All right, guys. The holidays are over and we have got some weight to lose. Let's do this. It's going to take pizza, some pasta, some chicken parm. Great foods. All part of the awesome new Turbo 10 program from Nutrisystem. You'll love it. Money back guaranteed. Lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Look, you keep putting it off, you'll keep putting it on. So call Nutrisystem today and get 4 weeks of delicious meals and 1 week of Nutrisystem's new Turbo Shakes free. Packed with protein plus probiotics to help support digestive health and bust that gut. You'll also get a week of NutriCrush Shakes to crush hunger free. Come on, lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Call 866-987-THIN. 866-987-THIN. Make the call. 866-987-THIN.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today,
top.
God, you're take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, Werner Bach is with us, and you can look him up on YouTube. You go to YouTube and then search for Werner Bach, and you'll find his videos, as well as if you go to USAPrepares.com. And some of them are very disturbing. And the next topic in this few short minutes we have left is about cattle mutilation. Werner, you talk about lasers being used. I've seen a laser in use. I've seen a green laser, and it cut a hole in a piece of plastic like instantly. It's blinding, but it's silent. And if you're not looking for it, you wouldn't see it. What happened to your cows?
Basically, I've been in a 40-year battle when the proverbial Minerva was hitting the fan. And I had to learn fast. And basically, they couldn't get me in any other way off the, but they figured they wanted to get me off the farm. And this was being told to me, sooner or later, we get you out of there. And so, and I was being told, oh, the land was granted to our forefathers and their descendants for all times. And when I said, how about when they sell it? Oh, it belongs to them anyway. And this is roughly about a similar situation as you encountered when you came into a new state where you are not part of the local community of the old family. You know, and among the old families, there are some pretty rotten bastards among them. You know, and they got very conniving ways of getting their way, you know. But anyway,
you're absolutely right, and we're seeing it. We saw it in Virginia. We saw it with the good old boys who stole the land from the Indians, and you know their forefathers did, and then and they thought that anyone who came in to Virginia in the rural South was, if you weren't part of one of those major families, you just weren't welcome.
Well, it's a similar situation here in Canada, and especially in the Maritimes. Those were the earliest settled areas here of North America. You know, I think St. John, New Brunswick is the oldest incorporated city in North America, you know. Mm-hmm. But anyway, and that's when that ordeal started. And I knew about lasers But at the time, I wasn't, I didn't draw the connection. As I say, after I was 5 years here, I had invested all the money from the old country here, and there was no more money coming, and I was fairly self-sufficient. I was building my own machinery and so, and because I'd seen over in the old country, most of the farmers were being taken down when they couldn't keep up with the payments on the equipment and so on. And so I figured I had an edge, you know, I could survive where the others, you know, had to give up. But I was determined I wanted to stay a farmer, you know, so anyway.
Me too.
But
Werner, very, very quickly, were your cows and calves and heifers shot with lasers to kill them slowly?
Well, mutilating them from the outside. And what I found out, what was the most hideous way they were killing them was they focused a laser, can be done from a mile, from 2 miles away, on the nose of the animals, and with a heat-producing laser, and modify the atmospheric air, oxidize the atmospheric nitrogen, and convert it into nitrogen oxide. And nitrogen oxide is a toxic, highly corrosive gas at any concentrations. And that's when I really got the idea about it, when I started doing autopsies. And initially, when I saw the veterinarian, when there was massive corrosive damage to the stomach of the first animal they killed, and there was massive hemorrhaging of the heart muscle. But this is later on, you know, in the YouTube, the scientific publication research published in PubMed, and I studied it, and I went in contact with the scientists, some of the scientists who did the studies, and they confirmed everything what I, as a layperson, so-called layperson, had found out, you know, with the rudimentary knowledge about the sciences. Vincent, this is basically the big can of worms, and what has been done to the animal has been done to so many people, you know, and it's
Werner,
a cash cow for the medical profession.
You're absolutely right, Werner. We're going to have you come back again and again and again on this broadcast, and I'm delighted to have you as part of our faculty. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Thank you, Werner. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.